Oh, man. Jeremy Affeldt, the 2012 memories, Rigetti ducking, Journey. It's all good, man. Dave Rigetti. So there I was, Paulie, at the Hotel Via, and I saw Dave Rigetti. I said, why don't we have you on the show, man? He goes, nobody has my info.
Well, we're going to
find
it.
Well, give me your darn cell phone. Yeah. So I snagged it from him, and we booked him. Yeah, so on the human game. I got your rags.
Rags.
You're yeah, busted, man. You're busted.
The M&M boys.
Yes. Yes.
How you doing,
the
Dave?
Originals. Yeah. Good, thank you. Good. Yeah, it was good seeing you the other day.
It was really good, man. And we were talking Little League World Series and Gastonia, yeah. North Carolina. And
you got a good memory.
All the good stuff coming up, man. We could go anywhere with you, man. But let's just ask how it went for you on Saturday, first and foremost. What was the highlight?
Well, it was an Affeldt.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, no.
You got to teach him how to pronounce Blanco's name.
Yeah, right? Right? Yeah, Blanco.
Yeah, but he's making fun of him. That was an inside locker room kind of way he would say it. But anyway, I don't know. Highlight was, you know what, just the whole day, seeing everybody, seeing the families, the boys, the kids running around. They're not kids anymore. Half of them are teenagers, but you know, and seeing some guys we haven't seen, you know, and the folks might not know them very well, but guys like Steve Edlison and Shane Lukes and Danny Otero, those kind of guys. I see Runzler because he's coaching in San Jose, but it was great to see those guys,
man. And it was and a guy like Zito. You know,
yeah. What a story, man.
And Dave, Rags, he's an open book, man. He comes, he just tells us all his fears and hopes.
Sounds like he's at peace now, Dave, right? Sounds like he's really found some peace.
He was always looking for it, yeah. And he got it. And, you know, there's, you know, when you're young, you're an athlete, and everybody thinks, you know, it's the typical line. You've heard this a million times about people in the public eye that, you know, everything's not so rosy and we're just like you, and in a lot of ways we are. And in Barry's case, he came there, you know, with a lot of, you know, expectations, of course, excitement and everything, and things didn't work out well at the beginning. Most guys don't come back from that. I'm saying 95%. For him to do what he did as the years, and it wasn't dramatic. He did it gradually over the years. He kept working. The guy never stopped working, trying to get better. He became a decent hitter enough where he wasn't embarrassed and wouldn't hurt himself. And he became a really good bunter. And just a bunch of things he didn't think he was going to have to do. And he learned how to pitch in our park a little bit better over the years, came over as they went by. And then he pitched in some of the greatest moments in Giants history. Yeah. You know, it's pretty awesome, right?
Yes, it really is, man.
He's an interesting – I mean, he's so interesting, and he had such a – the downs were so down, and the highs were so high. And
great smile now, right? It's not forced.
Yeah, right.
He's got a great wife. Yeah, good kids.
And he's doing his thing in Nashville. He's chasing his music dream now, which is comes from his mom and dad, right? They were musicians.
Yeah, I guess I don't want to mess up. I think his dad was an engineer – producer, but I'm not positive.
I think he produced like Nat King Cole, Frank Sinatra. Yeah. So
real cool stuff.
Oh, so cool. Speaking of which, I was just telling, you know, our producer and the host of the leadoff spot, 5 a.m. to 6 a.m., is Marcus Boucher. He's a kid out of the South Bay. Pitched at Homestead High in Sunnyvale and all. He had pretty high level. He's a good pitcher. Pitched at Sonoma State. I was telling him about your old man, Leo. And I was telling him he should know. If he's a South Bay kid, he's got to know about Leo Rigetti. I was telling Paulie too, man. We were talking about that. I don't know. I didn't even plan. I mean, we had you on to talk about anything, but I'm on a Leo Rigetti kick, man. How good was your old man?
I don't know. You know what? I know. You know, he got the articles and stuff from the. This is the 1940s, so he went to Bellarmine, and I know he played every sport, but he. I know he was 17 when he left, and it's because he didn't graduate at Bellarmine. He ended up getting his diploma, I think, in Coast Guard. But, of course, the war broke out. And I don't know if these guys, you know, being an Italian guy and all, I know my grandparents didn't want him to sign with another team, which my dad wanted to because it was an easier way to the big leagues. The Yankees were just stacked, and I think Rizzuto must have been the shortstop at that time. And my dad was a shortstop and pitcher. And I think he was thinking about going to another team, but they wouldn't let him. They wouldn't let him sign with anybody else other than the Yankees. And back then, it was Charlie Severa and, you know, Tony Lazzaria had been through there. Of course, the DiMaggio's. There's like dozens of guys, and they all signed with the Yankees, and which was probably a mistake for most of them. But they ended up siphoning him off to the Coast Guard, and when the war was over, he ended up going to Binghamton and playing for Lefty Gomez, and I think Vic Rashi and Yogi Berra and those guys were on the ball club then, and Jerry Coleman was my dad's roommate, and you know, he went from there. He's just a young 17-year-old skinny kid, and he ended up playing for the Seals, which in his eyes, in those guys' eyes, that was like the big leagues. And real quick to the end of the story, you know, back in the 50s, before the Giants and Dodgers came out, they were talking about legitimately making the Pacific Coast League the third wing of the National American League, and maybe adapt or bring in like 3-4 teams. And I know the Seals were one of them. And when the Giants came out and the Dodgers, I know he was heartbroken. And so was a lot of fans because they loved their Seals down there on Bryant. And my dad wouldn't go to Candlestick. He was ticked off. He didn't like the AstroTurf anyway. But,
yeah.
But he always thought Seal Stadium was the perfect spot.
Wow.
Just to add on there and make it a bigger ballpark. But anyway, he was good enough to do that. He played basketball against the Globetrotters. He was a 4-handicap, 5-handicap golfer all the way till he died. He's a 200 average bowler.
Damn.
So, yeah, he was a great athlete, especially hands. Great hands at doing card tricks, doing different things.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
That's the real talent now. You're still trying to catch up to Leo.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. And he did it all quietly. I never knew he did most of the stuff. He had to go through his scrapbook and then ask him.
That's that generation now.
Yeah,
they play it down.
Right.
By the way, so you said he knew Yogi. Did you? So when you were in New York, did that foster a friendship with you and Yogi then?
Well, it definitely helped. Billy Martin knew of my dad, and they played against each other. And as soon as I got there, it just makes the conversation easier. You know, my mom was born in Oakland, my dad in San Francisco. Billy, of course, Oakland. And first thing out of his mouth, he said, "Hey, Dago." You know, and that was it. After that, he put an F in front of it a few times.
Of course. Yeah.
But it did. I'm not going to say it didn't. It definitely helped.
Yeah. We got to, you know.
He's like, "Hey, Paisan."
Yeah. Well, I mean, Paulie and I both, my mother's 100% Italian, San Francisco Italian, North Beach, that whole deal, and came from Liguria to San Francisco. And I know, hey, there's a code.
There's a bond.
There's a handshake.
But, Dave, you start talking polenta with Yogi Berra. You know what I mean?
Well, there's a difference, Dave, between West Coast Italians and East Coast Italians.
That's true.
There's different ways. You know what I mean?
Big difference in attitude and the way you carry yourself. Yeah, no doubt.
Yes.
A lot of Sopranos in the East Coast.
Dave, a lot of the Soprano guys were sitting in Yankee Stadium cheering you on back in the day, I'm sure.
Or betting or yelling at me. Or it was nice. You felt like you had a second home, you know what I mean?
Yeah, are the days. Dave Righetti. Yeah. We saw him at the reunion in 2012. I said, "Dave, we're coming on the show, man." So I grabbed his cell phone. We got him on the UMA guest line. All right, more to the present. Another left-hander. He pitched last night. And I'd just love to hear your thoughts on Madison Bumgarner. You know, there's so much there, Dave.
Uh-huh.
I mean, whether we want to talk about what he did here and what's happening now in the Giants fans' reaction to him and how it's not going the way he dreamed, you know, and I don't know if you're in touch with him or if you, observe him? I kind of an open-ended question on you. What are your thought processes right now on the current state of Madison Bumgarner?
Well, I hope he's, you know, you always hope he's doing well and everything behind the scenes and all that is good. And I hear that it is. I know what he's busy doing some things. He's got some businesses back in Carolina. I know he's got a ranch out in it's kind of north east Scottsdale. And, you know, for all the old guys, but the guys that I was able to be around, you know, you just hope the best for him. I hate to watch him struggle just like anybody else, you know. And I know he's been dealing with different issues there since he signed there. But it's all part of the game, man. Everything's not perfect. Yeah. And every career takes – and it's funny, you get – just like it hit Zito, just like it hit Timmy Kaner, unfortunately, had an elbow issue his whole career that finally flared up, you know. They all get it around that 1,500, 2,000 inning mark, and that's a lot of guys just go through that. Your arm's not quite got the same zip. You end up trying to use your body differently and throw differently. And I always thought he was going to flourish no matter what he did because he had a good touch. And I know you're going to laugh, or I don't know how you're going to take it, but I don't watch the big league games anymore. I haven't watched one in about 3 years, and I didn't even know Mad was throwing last night. But so I don't even know if he used his curveball the way we used to use it or not. I know he's tried to use that changeup. He's never had a good changeup. But I know he's still tinkering and trying and staying in great shape. So you never know a guy like that with that much talent. And a lot of it was will with him. He was always – this guy came to the park ready to play. I think, you know, it's weird. He's over there in a kind of antiseptic kind of atmosphere in that desert, and it looks – it feels like spring training all the time. And I thought he should have been pushed. You either go to New York – if you're going to leave San Francisco, somebody like Madison needed to be – to me, in the bright lights and stay in the bright lights and to get the best out of himself. But, you know, he chose to go there.
Right.
That's a really good observation. And it's and I think you're right. I think it's just sort of like, anyway, we could go on and on and on about it.
Yeah, but, yeah, he's on the other team, though, you know.
I know. So. No, I know.
Yeah. Hey, Dave, just another couple more, too. And, by the way, I hope we can call you again sometime in the soon just to talk. I mean, talk about whatever.
Yeah, it's great to
Seals,
hear you,
Yogi Berra, whatever.
Thank you.
But the what happened this summer was Will Clark got his number retired. I didn't expect to ask you this, but I was just looking over your career, and you were on that 93 Giants team. Like a lot of people, like a lot of people think about Bonds and Clark. Well, there was Dave Rigetti, too. And I mean, you
I was there.
You were there, and you saw it all, man. And just like to see Will go, to see his number go up, and you know, you played with him for several years. And I'm just wondering, you know, I don't know if you saw. You said you don't watch the games, but did you see
that?
Yeah,
nice.
What
did
you think of that heart and soul performance that he gave there on the field?
That's Will, man. That's perfect, isn't it? And that's not a contrived made up thing. That's Will with total passion, loves the Giants and loves the team. And you know, that's him. That's the way he played. And it was every day. The guys, you know, I love being his teammate. And, for 3 years, we did a lot together. We ended up, I even got him to share hockey tickets with me. And he goes, "What?" I said, "Come on, we're going to go to the Cow Palace. The Sharks just opened up, you know, or started their, and I think it was 92. I'll probably get it wrong, but I said, "Come on, we'll get season tickets. We'll split them." I think he went to one game.
Nah.
I don't know.
He's not a winter sports guy. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, we had a lot of fun and to see, and he went, you know, he was the man, you know, and even though, you know, Mitch and Matty were the other two real big stars on those teams, he was the man, and the way he handled the Barry thing and the way Dusty handled it, to watch us go from, I think we lost, I don't know how many, it seemed like we lost every game in 91 and 92, to go from that to being that team when Barry got there and the team they had put together, maybe the greatest defensive team in baseball, not in history, because some of those teams on the had to play in those AstroTurf fields back in the 70s were pretty incredible. But if you go around that diamond, there was nothing but gold gloves everywhere. And that was just a joy to watch that team. Unfortunately, we just had too many people get hurt. You know, Robbie Thompson got hit in the face. I think Will dealt with a groin a little bit. Barry carried us. But that team was incredible. And it was a shame we weren't able to go into the postseason. But to see Will handle when Barry got there, and I think Will continued to hit third because Barry hit fifth. A lot of people don't realize he hit farther down the lineup because of the lineup we had. We had, I think, Lewis and then Thompson, Clark, Williams, and then Barry. Mm-hmm. So we had five guys.
Man.
You know, that's almost like the Brew Crew, right? And the old Brew Crew and some of those Yankee teams. But anyway, and I'm proud of him. You know, again, every career can go different ways. He ended up having to go to different teams, but he never wavered, right? He just kept plugging at it. And someday if he gets in the big hall, that means Don Mattingly will be in and Keith Hernandez. Two other first basemen, my opinion, are Hall of Famers. And that'd be nice. I think those are the three guys, and it may even open it up for a guy like Mark Grace.
Man, Rags, we could talk all day. We're out of time. We got to. I thank you so much for sharing. We can
great
go anywhere.
Great to hear you, Dave. Yeah,
I'd
man.
Love just, we'll check back in, and we'll give you a little rest, and then we'll check
we'll
back
come knocking again, yeah.
Because we just want to talk ball and
we
life.
We do.
All right, buddy? It was great to
Anytime.
See you. You look good. And you're sharing. You got a beautiful family. You got grandkids in Monterey, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and so you get to go see that. You got a beautiful family, and Godspeed, Rags. We'll talk next later,
it.
Okay?
Thanks, fellas.
All the best.
See you, Dave. Thanks,
all right.
man.
All right, guys.
There he
Bye.
Is, Dave Righetti. That's
As
it.
You guys are talking, you know what I do a lot of time because I mean
you
I remember I need more time on Kuiper. I need more time on Righetti. Can we
go
extend
back to
the
your
show?
Pictures right there?
Can we extend the
Always
show?
Always looking at old pictures.
Oh,
on KBR 104.5 and 680, the Sports Leader.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.